The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Tuesday the 20th of August. In your Squiz today, Prince Andrew and Epstein, the arrest of one of Victoria's most wanted, Disney Plus announces its Aussie launch date, and a few one-liners to give you a laugh. This is your Squiz today. Buckingham Palace has put out a statement saying that Prince Andrew is appalled by the accusations levelled at his former friend, Jeffrey Epstein. Prince Andrew's been connected with Epstein for a long time, but it was footage released over the weekend that claims to show him at Epstein's Manhattan home in 2010 that caused a reaction from the palace. 2010 was after Epstein pled guilty in 2008 and was sentenced to 18 months in prison for soliciting a minor for prostitution, Claire.
Yes, and it was his rearrest in July that renewed attention on Prince Andrew. Of course, he's one of the most prominent people who had been tied to Jeffrey Epstein from, as you say, way back when. That has seen the palace just really straight bat those inquiries with the standard statement that they had been using, that he denied all connection to any of those sex trafficking accusations. But that new statement released yesterday really does seem to indicate a bit of concern, particularly with that new video out.
For those who get confused, like me, about which royals, which Prince Andrew is Queen Elizabeth's third child, what happens now?
Well, Prince Andrew is in Spain with his former wife, Sarah Ferguson. Right. So, then, and by the looks of the TV footage yesterday, there's a ton of media who are holed up outside that resort. So, they've got to get past that. But with Jeffrey Epstein now dead, it's something in the prosecutor's hands as to how they go forward with those abuse and sex trafficking claims. They've said that they're committed to bringing some justice to the victims.
A fugitive who has been on the run for over 2 years after murdering his brother was arrested by a citizen in Melbourne's CBD yesterday. Pretty dramatic scenes.
It was, and one of those citizens, there are a couple of men that seemed to encounter Jonathan Dick yesterday. One of those was a former school friend. There's accusations that Dick was stalking him. That all seems to be in the investigators' hands now. Jonathan Dick was one of Australia's most wanted fugitives over a pretty terrible murder, or accused murder anyway, a couple of years ago. And of course, it was his brother who died, and Dick's mother, Carol, said yesterday that she was just grateful that he had been captured alive.
Police happy that he's now in custody. Reports are that at least 11 people have died in Papua New Guinea whilst on a Christian pilgrimage.
More than 30 people, including children, are believed to have made a wrong turn as they were hiking in those very cold mountains. They didn't have a lot of food by the sounds of things. Reports also suggest that they weren't particularly well packed for that journey. So it seems that there's a fair few more details to come to light here, but a rescue helicopter mission that's been underway for a couple of days was only able to take a couple of, I think, three people at a time because the terrain's very tricky.
A few weeks ago, there was a flurry of news regarding the tit for tat between Iran and the US in the Gulf region. Now the Iranian tanker that was initially seized by the British and really set it all off has been released, Claire.
It has, and the US made a last-minute appeal to those authorities in Gibraltar to keep that ship in detention. That, though, has been rejected and it's been released. Might remember that there were requests from the US to countries like Australia to be part of a coalition in that Gulf territory because of those reprisals that were coming from Iran and seizing Western tankers.
Disney has announced they will launch their streaming service Disney Plus in Australia in November. That means for $9 a month, You can access all the Disney you want.
All the Disney you want, plus a whole bunch of Fox content. So we're talking about 30 seasons of The Simpsons. We're talking about other movies on that Fox platform, like The Sound of Music and The Princess Bride. But it's Marvel and Pixar and Star Wars that really have fans' attention. It's going to be available to Australian streamers from the 19th of November. Australia will be just the third country outside of the US to get access to that when that happens. And it seems like school holidays are taken care of for a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, exactly. I love how they say it's $8.99 a month. It's $9 a month.
Round it up.
It's $9 a month. And finally, an auction to sell the most expensive Porsche ever. Had a bit of a glitch, Claire.
Yeah, it was part of a big car sale. People who listen to our podcast regularly will know we talked about the James Bond Aston Martin that was for sale. The Porsche was also up for grabs on the weekend, and it was expected to go for about $20 million. The opening bid was $13 million. The problem was that on the display behind the auctioneer came up $30 million, and as the bids went up to 14, the display went up to 40, and on and on it went. So the auction was shut down with all of the confusion, and to the great embarrassment of Sotheby's, they're still trying to find a buyer for that very expensive car.
So the person didn't want to pay $30 million. They wanted to pay $13 million. Is that right?
That was the opening bid. That's right. Yeah.
He's got to enunciate.
Yes. Yeah, people in glass houses.
Yeah, exactly. And finishing with a laugh, the Edinburgh Film Festival has a competition where comedians can submit their best one-liner jokes. The top 10 is in the Squeeze Today email. Your favourite, Claire?
My favourite was about a thesaurus from Ross Smith. He says, a thesaurus is great. There's no other word for it.
I thought you'd like another one by Ross Smith, actually. Is he in there more than once?
I think so. Yeah, you got a couple in the top 10. Yeah.
Got a couple in there. Sleep is my favourite thing in the world. It's the reason I get up in the morning. I thought you'd like that.
That's a good one too.
We could go all day. Oh, to be or not to be a horse rider, that is equestrian.
Yes. Good old gag. Boom.
It depends on your taste, but there's 10 in there. Surely one of them will tickle your fancy. The song lyric today.
Well, Barry Manilow, to that end, I can't smile without you. We all need a joke every now and then.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. That's all from us today. Plenty more in the Squeeze Today email. If you read the email every day this week, you'll go in the draw to win a $100 Dan Murphy's voucher. Enjoy your Tuesday, and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.